Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Man, I'm convinced that the longer I live, the more kindness is so key. I mean, it's the littlest things. If you need to merge, and let's say you forget, and all of a sudden the turn's coming, and you need to quickly merge in the lane, just a simple, hey, in the back, thank you. You know, that is so huge. It can turn someone who's upset and ticked off to immediately be like, okay, cool, you know, they made a mistake. I'm just convinced, like, team interaction, team unity is so important. And it's so easy to respond in anger when we feel like we've been hurt, when we feel like we've been maligned, when we feel like we've been disrespected. It's easy just to fire off a response. But when you respond in kindness instead of anger, it's amazing. It like diffuses the temperature. It's literally like putting cold water on a bomb that's about to blow up and just extinguishing the fuse, extinguishing the flame. The other day, I was at a conference speaking, Nick Francis's conference, Sky Sprout Summit. And his team was amazing. They were working so hard, and you could just see it. You could see that they were understaffed, that they were hustling, that they were doing their best. And me as a speaker, I don't know. I just walked over to their table and I said, you know what? You guys are my favorite people. I'll tell you why, because without you, this event would not be happening. You guys are critical. You guys are so essential for this event. And I'm sure right now you feel tired, but I just want to say this event's awesome and I'm proud of you. That's it. My goal was not to do anything other than I know in 3 months our team's going to be hustling. Our team's going to be working. Our team's going to be putting in the time. That's all. I was not trying to make an impression. I just said that. A few minutes later, one of the people came up to me and said, thank you. You have no idea how that was encouraging to us. It gave us energy. We are tired, but it just inspired us. Listen, that took 2 minutes. That was free. And here it inspired them. And listen, I don't always act with kindness. You don't either, right? I mean, sometimes we're just upset. Sometimes we haven't slept well. Whatever. Hangry. Maybe you're hungry and you haven't eaten. The point is this, kindness, it just, you can't beat it. It's free, but it's one of the best business strategies you have. It's one of the best life strategies you have in your back pocket. Use it. Use it today. Speak a kind word. Lift somebody up. Your words have power to destroy, power to heal. In fact, I tell my kids all the time, your words are like water or like gasoline. Your words, it's like you're holding two buckets, water, gasoline. And when you walked into a situation, you can pour it on either one and you'll get a response. This is Carrie Oberbrunner, Be a Soul on Fire. Let me know your thoughts. If you wanna check out our conference, ignitingsoulsconference.com, we'd love to have you there. See ya.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.